This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine County deal that started under the former governor is getting another update under the current governor. Foxconn's contract with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has been amended again, making the company eligible for up to $96 million in tax credits. In exchange, Foxconn must create more than 2,600 jobs total and spend $1.2 billion on its Mount Pleasant site by 2029. Morgan Geyser is still being held in Illinois but could soon return to Wisconsin. Authorities say she cut off her monitoring bracelet and left the Madison Group home over the weekend before being arrested at a truck stop near Chicago. Geyser waived extradition yesterday, meaning she'll be brought back to Wisconsin soon. The Waukesha County District Attorney says her next court date will depend on whether state health officials move to revoke her conditional release. A major federal human trafficking bust went through Kenosha last week, but local law enforcement say they played no direct role. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says federal agencies handled the operation themselves, and ICE was only involved after the arrests to deport suspects. It comes about a month after Sheriff David Zerner made a shift on immigration policy for his department. He says his office no longer honors ICE detainers without a judge's order, a break from past practice in Kenosha County. Don't expect much snow just yet, but it could be a different story by the weekend. For now, a wind advisory is in effect for today with gusts from the west-northwest up to 50 miles an hour. Drivers, especially those in high-profile vehicles, should plan for tougher travel on roads running north and south. Farther north, a winter weather advisory is posted. By the weekend, snow chances increase. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers spending Thanksgiving tomorrow in San Diego, taking on Providence in a four-team tournament, including Florida and TCU. Tip-off time 4:30. A fundraiser for the Rady Children's Hospital. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
It's just a great experience, and not only for what this game can help us improve upon and show us, but also going forward, what's coming in San Diego, and then what's coming, use that as a springboard in back into the Big Ten season.
The Bucks in Miami against the Heat in an NBA Cup Series game. Milwaukee looking to snap a five-game losing streak. A full slate of NFL games for Thursday. The Packers against the Lions at noon. I'll have coverage from Detroit, followed by the Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. And the nightcap, the Ravens host the Bengals in Baltimore. The first time the Packers played the Lions on Thanksgiving was 1951. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain and snow today. Very windy, too. And we don't expect much accumulation, but while snow is falling, wind gusts to 45 to 50 could create some blowing snow. 37 the high, falling temps in the afternoon. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy, 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.